Smash your FM radio. Indy 100 rocks.
Everybody, it's Tyrone Tan here on StarRoseEntertainment.tv, Indy100.com radio, and UBN. And I just want to say thank you to all the listeners from around the world that have tuned into my show. And it's because of you guys I get to do what I do. And I'm always grateful and appreciative on all your guys' listenership. We're having a great show for you guys today. If you're into cool pop music, we got my dear friend Guy Tane coming to the studio. But before that, we want to do a couple of plugs. Again, if you want to see a lot more celebrity interviews or back archive shows, go to our main production website, which is at www.starroseentertainment.tv. That's www.starroseentertainment.tv. Also, if you want to see our in-studio guest photos, such as our awesome guest, Guy Tane, go to our Facebook page over at Star Roast Entertainment over on Facebook. And then also, if you like the music we're going to be playing, we're actually going to be debuting some of Guy Tane's new music, or in general, email me at tyrone.indy100@gmail.com. That's tyrone.indy100@gmail.com. And last but not least, if you want to hit me up on socials, that is at Tyrone Tan over on X, formerly known as Twitter, at Tyrone Tan. And then thanks to the hacker there, it's at Tyrone Tan over on Instagram, official, at Tyrone Tan official over on Instagram. And if then there's also this new thing called Threads. It's at Tyrone Tan official over on Threads. And then last but not least, if you really, really want to hit me up on Facebook, you can hit me up over on Facebook at Tyrone Tan. So without further ado, what we're going to do, normally I have my guest co-host, but my guest co-host off today. So we're just going to go straight to it. I normally do a quick movie review, but maybe I'm going to ask Guy Tane if he's seen any movies, and maybe we could kind of do a movie review with him as we bring him in. So we're just going to go straight into the show. Again, first off, I just want to say thank you to all the awesome guest co-hosts we've had that we've rotated throughout the seasons. And I always say it's always fun to have you guys on. So I'm always grateful and appreciative of all your guys' participation when coming onto my show. But so what we're just going to be doing, we're just going to bring in Guy Tane, who is actually, he was a guest on the show a while back, and now he's back, going to debut some of his new music and then talk about some other stuff that has gone on since we last seen him. So he's a cool guy. Number one, he's a great pop artist. He's got some great new music videos out, but he was on a series called Bleeding Empire, which is on Netflix. And he's got other couple projects, so we're just going to bring him in. So why don't we just bring him in? Normally, I normally have my guest co-host. We kind of decide how to make the guest of the hour to make them feel special. So sometimes we bring him in on limos, hang gliders, Millennium Falcons. I'm trying to figure out. I think we're trying to bring him a good traditional way. He's a pretty cool cat, so to speak, and he's cool. I thought maybe we bring him in on a chariot, make him feel kind of like Herculeus. I don't know what's the right term, but to make him feel cool. So I think I'll just bring him in on the chariot, that old traditional way, make him feel pretty cool. We got the chariot outside of the studio here, bunch of fans outside, and what we're gonna do is we're gonna bring him in on the count of three. We're gonna whistle in all the horses. Here we go. Uh-oh. Here he comes. On the chariot. Coming into the studio. He's waving to all the fans out there. Here he is. They're throwing roses and, I don't know, numbers. I don't know. He's stopping for selfies. Signing him some autographs. Here he is. Coming into the studio off the chariot. Here he is, my dear friend. Music artist. Pop artist. Hairstylist. Dancer, everything. Here he is. Again, you've seen him on Bling Empire, but also you've seen his great music videos as well. Here he is, the one and only Guy Tane.
Guy Tane.
Welcome, Guy Tane.
How are you?
To StarRoseEntertainment.tv, Indy100.com Radio, and UBN. Welcome, my man.
Hello. Hello, hello. I'm so excited to be back.
Yeah, you're back here, back in 2024. Wow, again, Guy Tang, welcome to StarRoastEntertainment.tv, Indie100.com Radio, and UBN.
I feel like, what has it been, 3 years?
How's it? You know, I was trying to recollect again. After pandemic or before pandemic?
No. It was after pandemic.
Okay, yeah. So it's probably right after.
Man, time flies. We can't keep track of time these days.
Yeah. But there's a lot that's been going on since. But it's kind of, we follow each other on social, so it doesn't feel like that much as time has gone by when you could at least partake in the social media world.
So yeah, weird. There's so much going on social media now. There's this Threads and all these things, and they keep changing the algorithm, confusing us. You know, we can't keep up.
I know. But yeah, well, cool. Great to have you back.
Thank you.
And then, so the last time, obviously, when you were here, was it the Bling Empire just starting, or was it the first season? Oh, wow.
It was first season, and now it's past the third.
Wow.
And then the show is not. It's gone now.
That's kind of the time frame of when you were last year.
But I'm still here.
That's awesome. But before that, what we do, we normally, when I have my guest host, we'll do some quick movie reviews. And I thought maybe I'd leave it open to, have maybe the guests of the hour to maybe do a quick movie review. Is there any movies you might have seen in the theater lately? Or maybe it doesn't have to necessarily be in the theater, but something.
I really enjoy that movie, Thanksgiving. It's a horror film.
Oh, really?
Okay. It's so funny.
Was it just called Thanksgiving?
Yeah, it's called Thanksgiving.
Okay, it was with Patrick Dempsey, right?
Yeah, it's kind of like, Halloween, but it's Thanksgiving.
Okay, yeah.
And it's kind of comical, and, it started off like this whole Black Friday where everyone went shopping, and the chaos, happens from there. So it made me laugh throughout the whole entire movie.
All right. So, I don't know if it's still out, but or at least in the theaters, but let me do a quick review here. So, again, the movie, thanks to IMDb, here's a little quick synopsis. Again, it's called Thanksgiving, rated R. Here's a little quick synopsis. After a Black Friday riot ends in tragedy, a mysterious Thanksgiving-inspired killer terrorizes Plymouth, Massachusetts, the birthplace of the infamous holiday. Directed by Eli Roth, starring Patrick Dempsey, Ty Olson, Gina Gershon, there's a lot of Lynn Griffin, Karen Cliche. If I'm mispronouncing any names, I do apologize. And then there's a plethora of great talent in here. I have not gotten to see it, but you got to see it. So what did you think?
I love it. I didn't know Gina Gershon was there. I didn't pay attention to that. I love her, because I loved her in Showgirls. And but I also watch so many movies. I watch Barbie, and I enjoy that as well. So there's so many movies that came out throughout last year that I enjoy. But Thanksgiving was one of the ones that made me laugh, even though it's not supposed to be funny. It's supposed to be horrifying, but it's just it made me laugh.
Awesome. So. Well, I don't know if it's still out of the theaters, but it could be, I'm sure, possibly streaming or out there, maybe on Blu-ray. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
But if you have a chance, Guy Tang, do you highly recommend checking it out?
If you're a horror fan, definitely check it out.
Okay. Well, he says to check it out. I have yet to see it, but I heard some good things. Actually, another friend of mine said the same thing. So they really, really liked the movie as well. So Guy Tango says, go check it out. All right. So what we're going to do, we're going to get down to the nitty gritty, Guy Tango. I don't know if you're people talk to my people or if you got the memo. The memo is normally we try to start off on a hard hitting question. Ooh. Try to make the break the ice but mostly we want the audience, if not already fans, become even more fans. So we want to start off with a hard hitting question. Ready,
okay,
man?
I'm ready.
Here we go. The hard hitting question. You might have answered this before, but it is where are you born and raised?
Tulsa, Oklahoma. People are always surprised.
Now, did you know growing up that you always wanted to be an entertainer, a singer, or into the entertainment industry?
I always knew I wanted to be a singer. I just didn't know how to get there. Uh-huh. Didn't think it was possible. And man, it's hard to get started in that time because it was before social media.
Right.
And now with social media, we're able to put ourselves out there independently, connect ourselves with producers and other music artists in the industry to help us get in and share our talent with the world.
Now, who were your inspirations growing up? And I know I've asked you this before, but new audiences maybe tuning in right now.
I love 80s music. Okay. So that's like where I kind of, get inspiration from. Mm-hmm. You know, Richard Marx, Bryan Adams are my favorite. And last time we talked about Jamie Walters.
Oh, that's right. How do you talk?
Yeah,
to it from The Heights.
Yeah,
that's right. Oh my gosh. Yeah, for then that was a show for those that don't know. There was a huge show called 90210 Beverly Hills 90210. Yeah. Which I actually had some friends on, and it was a big show, back in the day. And then there was a spinoff there, or there was a character.
I love the spinoff.
So Jamie Walters was the actor. He was on guest star on 90210.
Yes.
Then they gave him his own show. It was called The Heights.
Yeah.
And what was that about? I'm trying to remember. It was.
I don't remember The Heights as much. I just remember him on 90210 and where he pushed Tori Spelling down the stairs.
Yeah.
And that was like the controversial scene episode. And Tori Spelling was actually one of my clients for a while,
too.
Oh,
wow. That's awesome.
And she's a sweet woman. I adore her.
Awesome. Yeah. And so then, obviously, so that was one of your inspirations. Was it Jamie Walters or just the singing?
I would say all of them. And even a little bit of Usher and Mariah Carey. And, you know, I love female artists, too, like Whitney Houston and Celine Dion. But I would say, like, when it comes to the sound, like, I really love the 80s sound.
Now, who were someone that you would say, let's say, were you, I don't think I asked you this, were you a person that sang in the shower a lot?
And then
if so, what was that go-to song in the shower?
Oh, it was probably, that was one of them, How Do You Talk to an Angel?
So you're shampooing your hair, you're like, how do you talk to an angel? That was a good song, actually.
There's another one that was good. It's called Hold On.
Okay.
You know that one?
Hold On. Was it by the...
Jamie Walters, okay, yeah.
Yes, I do recall that one. Not as much as the one, the How Do You Talk to an Angel, but... But that's cool. What other music artists itself?
You know, I even like rap, believe it or not. I mean, I don't rap, but I love listening to it, you know, and I love R&B and hip hop as well.
Okay.
So I kind of fuse my music with a little rock, with a little R&B, you know, through the inspirations I have. And I think it's really important to credit people that inspire you, you know, so.
Now, were you always just interested in singing, acting, dancing, or anything like that?
I remember recording a demo back in 2001, but oh my gosh, it was so expensive to record a demo album.
Yeah.
You know, and it was hard at the time because you would have to present it to a record label person you know, and no one's going to listen to your CD or, you know, your cassette. So it was a different era. But now with social media, we're able to connect with our fans directly on, you know, all the platforms, you know.
Well, you mentioned about you, Tori Spelling being your client. For those that don't know, obviously you're a pop artist, but you also have other backgrounds that things that you do. What else for the audience that does not know?
Oh, I'm also a YouTuber, an educator, a hairstylist, a brand creator because I have my own hair product line.
Oh, yeah.
So I do quite a few things, and a reality show star.
Yeah, well, so let's talk about that because I know you. I always see on your videos on your social medias that you do a lot of, you're always like cutting hair and you're washing hair and you're doing a lot of coloring hair. But so when did you get into that field as well? Was that before the music or was that kind of simultaneously? Or
that was before, but then it kind of happened like halfway through my education that I do online. I start making music behind the scenes because making music takes a long time because you have to write it, you know, produce it. And right now I'm just so excited that I'm writing my songs and just really, you know, connecting with people in a deeper level. I always love doing hair because it keeps you moving, keeps you creative, but it's so different because people always ask me, choose one or the other. You can only have one. And I was like, why do I have to choose? Can we do it all?
Yeah.
You know, even like, you know, being a singer, I also like to write.
Yeah.
And I like to be given a chance to write and co-produce and be an executive producer of my music. And then even with hair, I don't want to just be like a hair cutter, but I also want to color hair, style hair, braid hair, do anything. And I think that's the most important thing is not put yourself in the box.
Well, and then so because you also, you know, you had quite a few, I think you mentioned last, a lot of celebrities that you've gotten to do.
Yeah.
As a hairstylist. What was the best terminology?
Celebrity stylist?
How did that happen for you? I mean, you went to school for that and...
To do hair. You have to go to beauty school to do hair, like 1,500 hours and... pass the test. And then, you know, I started in Oklahoma first, and then I came out here in LA in 2010, and then moved to the West Hollywood area. And then through social media, a lot of people, you know, clients, even celebrity clients, they connect to me, they reach out to me, and then I start doing their hair. And
that's awesome.
And one of the ones that I enjoy doing is the wig that I did for Meg Thee Stallion. I did two of the wigs for the WAP music video.
Oh, wow, awesome.
Yeah.
Who do you think, obviously, I know you're a humble person, you don't like to name drop, but just for the audience, just to kind of get an idea, who are people that you're allowed to maybe speak of that you've gotten to do a lot of their, style their hair or whatever?
Well, I enjoy all the ones I've done. One of the ones I remember, Paris Hilton is so sweet, nice to work with.
Yeah, I got an interview. She is a very sweet person.
Yeah.
And you got to work with her also? And then you said Tori Spelling?
Yeah. Well, one thing I love about Paris Hilton is like, she just held up my hairspray and then she goes, I love your hairspray. And she posted it onto her social media. I didn't ask her to do it. She just did it, for free.
Yeah.
And it's just so interesting to see someone with so much kindness and so much love and support for her, fellow influencer, content creator, people who are out there because she's the pioneer. She started it all before there was social media.
I can say she's been around for a long time and started a lot of the craze with the social media world in a good way. And I would say, because it was interesting because I still remember the days when there wasn't social media and people's just word of mouth and, of things. And it's cool that she got to, promote your product a little bit or yourself or so to speak.
I mean, I didn't ask, beg anything, propose anything.
That's awesome.
It was organic and that's what's cool about it.
Well, then you studied hair or, become a beauty stylist?
Yeah, you call it stylist. There's so many names, hairdresser, hairstylist, beautician.
And then
hair artist.
Then as you're doing that, you're doing music at the same time.
Yeah.
And then what do you think was your break into music, in the music scene?
Watching a lot of my YouTuber clients really thrive. One of them, her name was Gabby Hanna. And just seeing that when she released some of her music, it just like blew up all over social media. And she was really supportive of me making music too. And then we just all of a sudden connect to so many people who are doing music. Like you see almost every single YouTuber in that last decade starting to do music. But I wanted to be taken seriously. And so many people don't take, YouTubers seriously and they don't take content creators seriously, and it takes time because it's like, oh, who's this hairdresser trying to do this and trying to do that? And it's like, we all start somewhere.
Yeah.
And that's why it's really important.
Do you think more people, and correct me if I'm wrong, did you think more people started to notice you more as a musician or hairstylist? What do you think was you gained your audience in the social media world at the time?
Well, they're so separated, I'll run into people that'll be like, I love your music. And I'll run into people, be like, I love you on the show Bling Empire. Yeah. And then I'll have people come up to me and say, I love your hair video. So it's like, it's like, which one?
That's awesome.
And some of them is all of them. So it's really cool.
You brought up Bling Empire. So how did that come about for you? I mean, was that something you were expecting? And then did you realize at the time it was going to become a success?
I was casted after I released my music video. So then I had a music video debut launch party. And then some of the producers and some of the cast members were there that I invited over to celebrate the music video. And then I did not know that some of them were producers because they brought a friend of a friend.
Yeah.
And then that's when I got asked to come, what they call it, like tryout
or audition,
something like that. Yeah. Green screen. I don't know what it's called.
Test screen or
something. Test screening. Yeah, yeah. Do a little test screening. And then they're like, oh. And then I got an email and say, let's, meet all the cast members. And so I came in and it was like 7 or 8 of us. And we got to all meet each other, and some of them I knew some of them before the show, and that's what's really important. Some people say stick to what you know, stick to hair, do this, but if I had just done that, I wouldn't have been on the show because I did music and I branch out because of that. It connects, and there's this networking effect that happened, and that's why it's really important to not stay inside your box. Don't be afraid to be yourself.
Awesome. And what was it like? Obviously, we got a bunch of cameras actually in here today, which we normally don't. But you're being filmed here as well. But I mean, but what's it like doing a reality show? Because I have a lot of friends that were on reality shows throughout the years. But for those that don't know, What is it like having a camera on you, like 24/7, so to speak? Or is there a camera on you 24/7?
There is a lot, and it's honestly mentally very challenging because it's like sometimes you don't know what's real and what's not because like everyone's acting a certain way. It's like, wait, I thought we were friends. We're not friends now? Who are you? Who am I? I was like, what's going on here? It's just, you know, because a lot of folks, they want more screen time, and I get it. Yeah. I get it. But for me, I'm all about being authentic and always staying true to myself and not do, you know, silly, you know, things that I'm just going to look back on 5 years from now and regret, you know, just to get some screen time.
Got it.
You know, being authentic is important for me.
Well, cool. So you got to wrap that up. So was that a great experience for you? And would you do another reality show?
Oh, actually, I just filmed a pilot for another show.
Awesome.
And we're seeing if it's going to get picked up. We just filmed it, you know, last Sunday. So we'll see what happens. So yes, I would do it again. And was it a good experience? You know, sometimes bad things become good. Mm-hmm. You know, good come out bad. And there's power in pain. And that's why I named my last album Power and Pain, because sometimes, you know, a bad experience give me more songs to write about.
Well, speaking of albums, so let's talk about, you know, your music.
Yeah.
Well, first off, since you last came here, you've had a lot of great music. I mean, and I'll I'm not just saying it because he's here, but he's also a dear friend of mine. But your music videos, if people have not seen the music videos, their production values and everything, they're just awesome.
Thank you.
Cinematography, direct, and it's, I always tell someone, they're like, dang, it looks like he has like a lot of money put in these music videos, and maybe do, but I'm just saying, but there's the people behind it do such a great job. And
yeah.
I'll give a shout out because we know a mutual friend that does a lot of your music.
Marco yeah.
Bottieri. Yeah, he's a dear friend. But I mean, seriously, the production value on these music videos are so awesome. And you got a one that just is just really awesome that we're going to talk about.
Yeah.
So from the last time you were here, how many songs or albums have you released since
then?
Yeah.
Well, when I came here to celebrate my album 1981. That was my second album. Since then, I had three more albums.
Wow.
Well, I mean, it was during the pandemic.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We had a lot of time.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? So, and I'm actually working on a new one right now, releasing this summer, which is probably my favorite that I've ever done. And I'm so excited to hopefully come back on the show to talk about that
one. Well, let's talk about, so this new album, talk about this new album.
Well, this is more of a single.
These
two singles that I released from my newest album from last year, it came from my album Power and Pain, Reflect. During this era, I was going through a lot while I was filming the reality show.
Yeah.
And I had to ventilate, so I wrote so many of my anger and frustration out into lyrics. And it became songs on that album. So that's that album truly helped me heal through it. And I'm really proud of it. And I want to, share my song Reflect with everyone that I, you know, wrote with my friends Daryl and AJ. It's one of my favorite songs because it's very chill, very vibey, very mellow.
Okay.
You know?
So let's debut that one here.
Yeah.
So tell the audience a little bit, you know, what was your inspiration about this song or what's it about?
Reflect is about knowing that everything is okay. Like, you know, you can lose friends, you can lose people in your life, things come and go. You know, whatever it is that you face, just remind yourself, you know, look at yourself in the mirror that you still have you. And that it's going to be okay. It's going to work itself out. And that message has really helped me get through a bunch of stuff because through the pandemic, we lost a lot of friends. Mm. We start to see the truth in people. And some of them were our best friends, people who were really close to us, and it hurts.
Yeah.
And sometimes talking about it and singing about it helped us, you know, get therapy and heal through it, you know?
Awesome. So. Well, what we're going to do, we're going to debut it here on Indie100.com Radio. Again, it's called Reflect.
Yes.
And we'll be back more to talk about it. And then we're going to have time to play another song as well.
Yeah.
All right. So again, here it is. So again, we'll be back more. And before we go, play the song. Social medias or anything like that, how can people check out your music and yourself?
Guy Tang.
Just Guy Tang.
Yeah, search Guy Tang anywhere and you'll find me.
And that's G-U-Y, just like Guy, and then Tang, T-A-N-G.
Like the orange string.
Yeah, so again, here is Reflect by Guy Tang, and we'll be right back here. More with pop artists, hairstylists, and extraordinary person, Guy Tang. We'll be right back here. Again, here is Reflect by Guy Tang. We'll be right back.
All genres, all indie. Now, listen carefully. The song you are about to hear is an actual independent music submission. Indie 100.
That was Reflect by Guy Tang. If you like that song, let me know. Email me at tyrone.indie100@gmail.com. That's tyrone.indie100@gmail.com. Again, it's called Reflect by Guy Tang. But if you really like that, actually, check him out. Go out to socials. That's Guy Tang. I think his songs are on Spotify. And I think his music videos, you could check him out on YouTube and all that kind of good stuff. Again, that's called Reflect, Guy Tang. Again, and speaking of Guy Tang, we're back here with my guest of the hour.
Guy Tang.
Pop artist, music sensation, reality TV star, hairstylist, Guy Tang. Welcome back, my man.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, cool stuff. And that's the one that you just debuted a music video, correct?
We released that one a little bit last year, but it's one of my newer ones. Yeah.
Okay. Is that the one with the, when you're in the ocean with the,
that's the one we're going to do
okay,
next.
This one. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So this one that they could check out this music video.
Yeah.
Maybe because I thought of the water.
And then yeah.
You like water?
That's actually my biggest fear. I'm scared of the ocean. So,
really?
So I face a lot of fears filming these music videos. You have no idea.
So what is it about the obviously it's a fear, but what made you go, let's go do some music videos in the ocean?
I think you have to face your fears sometimes. And when it's through music and art, I will do it. You know, yeah. Like we were out in the cold for this music video, like filming till 5 a.m. in the morning.
Wow.
And it was winter time. So in the ocean. So you can imagine how cold that is.
You know, it's interesting because, I mean, having an acting background, it's interesting because I know psychologically, like if like it's hot outside, you know, and sometimes people say, oh, it's so hot. I wanted it. And I always think about, but if I was filming Star Wars in the desert, and it's hot, and you got all these costumes on, I would be like, "Hey, it's awesome!" You know, like you know, I think because you know it's being filmed or something of that nature. Maybe it just there's something psychologically in your head sometimes. Because I know, like, there's things that I would tolerate, like on a set that's whether it's really cold or hot, and then you're just like, "Well, it's for a movie or it's for a TV show or whatever." And I go, yeah. "There's something about just knowing you're being filmed." And it's for some, you know, for a greater purpose in the sense of like for entertainment.
For the art.
Yeah. And then you're like going, oh, I'll deal with it. And so I think I get what you mean. Like when you said like you're feared of water, but you'll do it for your music video, for your art.
I think a lot of people don't realize how hard work it is to make music and be an actor. Everyone thinks it's easy. They don't know the weather, the time, you know, you're not sleeping in your bed. You're filming a music video at 3 a.m. and the choreography and all that stuff. Yeah.
And so when you guys did this music video, what was, you know, the challenges on this particular, not the song that we just played?
Yeah. Reflect.
Reflect.
Reflect's challenge was the cold temperature late at night. It was 2 days and it's all day long. And we just wait outside in the cold and, you know, not having a jacket on because we don't want it to look like winter. Yeah. We want it to look like it's a warm summer day, you know? So we just try not to put that much clothes on and perform and act and do multiple takes. And I don't like roller coasters. And we rode that roller coaster 10 times for the music video, you know? And I get scared because I watch movies like Final Destination and I see what happens on a roller coaster. So I'm like, ugh, you know? So I face a few fears in all of my music videos, you know?
So what is the process? Because you've got to work with, you know, Marco Bottieri on several videos. Has he done the last two one that we just did?
Yes. What I love about working with Marco as a director is...
Yeah, for those that don't know, he's a dear friend, but he was a guest on the show as well. And then also he's a great filmmaker and a director and a great DP.
Yeah.
So that's just who we're talking about.
Yes,
so just
Marco.
For people don't know. We're just talking about Marco. And people are like, who the frick is Marco?
Yeah, Marco's my director. And also a very, very good friend on top of that.
Yeah.
I love that he collaborates with me and listen to what I'm looking for in my vision because I have a story to tell and I want it to be accurate. But he also, you know, helped nurture the direction. But at the same time, if I have a change of vision, he, you know, follows it because he knows how important it is for me to follow my heart because, you know, sometimes we're confused with what we want, you know, because it's hard because so many times we're trying to please everyone. We're trying to please the audience and not get canceled and all these things. But at the same time, we want to be authentic to ourselves. And I think that's the most important thing is that your story should be authentic.
Mm. So let's say this new music video, which I heard through the grapevine, you tell me it's probably one of your most expensive music videos. Would that you agree? Or?
Yeah,
and because it's so there's so much going on, there's so much special effects. All like, why do you think this one? For those that don't know, haven't seen it yet, but they could check it out, right?
That Learn to Love, the one that's coming next. Yes, I'm actually a merman in it, and it tells a story of, you know, loving yourself and not being afraid to be yourself, and that's why for anyone who is, you know, living a lie and, you know, in a closet about themselves. This is liberating. It helps you, you know, identify with who you are. And Learn to Love is a beautiful music video. If you're into mermaids or mermans and the sea life, this video is for you. It's very magical.
By any chance, were you inspired by watching the movie Aquaman or anything like that? Because there's a lot of like similar. Sometimes I go, wow, this could be straight up from a scene from Aquaman. It was really done very well.
Well, you know, the difference is we film all of it underwater. And I know that a lot of these other films, they film it on land and they have like a green screen to make it look like they're underwater. But I have to act literally underwater 16 feet deep.
Wow.
And I'm scared of water. And I stayed under there for 10 hours.
Wow.
For 2 days straight.
What was it like wearing that? Because you have like, it's like a mermaid?
The fins, the tail.
Yeah, how was that? Like, how long did it take to get into that?
And it hurts.
Is that like a prosthetic kind of thing? Or?
It's made of silicone. And what people don't tell you, it becomes a suction cup underneath water.
Oh, wow.
And also you have to put weights in it so you go down and stay down. So we put like, I don't know, I think 20 pounds on me just so I can sink and not float. And also it became very constricting. So then I couldn't feel my feet and my eyes, I couldn't see. No one tells you that you can't see underwater. So when you're filming underwater, your eyes see nothing, but you have to pretend you see things and you have to interact with the other actor underwater and learn how to breathe through that oxygen tank and know how to hold your breath. And I learned things about my body underwater I never knew. And I got one of the best trainers to train me. Her name is Hannah. She's like the human mermaid that is very, she swim with sharks.
Wow.
Yeah, so I have to thank her for it. Hannah's amazing. Hannah the mermaid. Like when I found that she was training me, I was like, oh my God, you're Hannah the mermaid. You're like a legend, you know?
So this process, so you have the song, so you recorded the song first, and then first off, let's talk about what the song's about.
Well, first of all, Learn to Love was actually not on my newer albums, from my older album, but it took 3 years to get into making the song, because I had to get the tail custom made. Mm. They have to custom tailor it to my body. That's why it took so long. And then we're also in the pandemic, and then pre-production took a long time. Mm. And then rehearsal, and then training, because we can't die, you know? Because you can die underwater. They tell you your lungs will explode if you don't breathe right coming up the water. Because what happens when you come up too fast, your lungs actually, it'll blow up. And it's for safety, so we have to wait that long before we're able to film the music video.
Wow.
And that's why it's such a special music video. And it is a song about self-love and being honest with yourself and not being afraid to be yourself. And that's why it's such a message. When you watch the music video, you see me, you know, with another merman and running away from what I was trying to be to conform to society. Because a lot of us, we do that, especially on social media. We want everyone to like us, so we start doing things to make people like us, and then we start not liking ourselves. So that's what this song's about, is about that mental health situation that we all, you know, don't forget to, you know, love yourself.
And there's a lot of special effects in this music video as well. I mean, you have like superpowers or stuff like that. I mean, now, did you just sit there and go like, you know, Marco, this is what I want to see, or is this was his ideas, or how did this come about?
Absolutely. I don't know if you remember the cartoon in the 80s, like She-Ra and He-Man.
Yeah.
It's about like transforming yourself to this magical being and just being able to, you know, and it's different from like the Little Mermaid, where she didn't want to be a mermaid. She wanted to have human legs. This is about a human that wants to be magical and want to be a merman or a mermaid, and that's why it's like it's the opposite story of that, and because there's something magical about it, and it kind of tells the story of like, why do you not love yourself? That's why it's called Learn to Love, because a lot of us have to learn to love ourselves.
All right. Well, speaking of Learn to Love, we're going to debut the song here. And then you could also catch the music video, which is out there on YouTube, correct?
Yes, Learn to Love.
Learn to Love. Okay,
well, two.
It's spelled L-E-A-R-N, then the number two, and then L-O-V-E. Again, it's Learn to Love by Guy Tang. We'll be right back. More with Guy Tang. Again, if you want to check him out, follow his music, go to @GuyTang on social medias, and then Guy Tang over on Spotify. And all that kind of stuff. And then check out the music video. Again, it's called Learn to Love. We're going to be playing the song right now, and we'll be back more with reality star, pop artist, hairstylist, overall just great guy, Guy Tang. We'll be right back. Here we go.
All genres, all indie. Listen carefully. The song you are about to hear is an actual independent music submission. Indie 100.
I was chained, trapped in the depths of my brain, only surrounded by pain, slowly going insane. You set me free, now I'm not the man I used to be. You gave me the using this chance to breathe and believe. Never learn to speak underwater. you brought my heart to the surface. I'm here to tell you I'm no longer afraid to learn to love again. To learn to love again. Whoa. Alter the past from within. Submarine, cast away, stranded at sea, lost somewhere in the deep, with the surface out of my reach. You rescue me, the shock made my heart start to beat. You gave me the brought my heart to the surface. I'm here to tell you I'm no longer afraid to learn to love again. To learn to love again. Alter the past from within. You stain your love on my soul. Our future lies in the wind. With all I have left to hold.
That was Learn to Love by Guy Tang. Again, if you like that song, let me know. Email me at tyrone.indy100@gmail.com. That's tyrone.indy100@gmail.com. But better yet, if you really like that song, check out Guy Tang over on his social medias at Guy Tang. That's G-U-Y, T as in Tom, A-N-G. That's Guy Tang. And then also check out his music video. It's on YouTube. Check out his music. Again, it's on Spotify, and it's spelled Learn, the number 2, and then Love, Learn to Love. Again, it's a great music video. A lot of special effects, a lot of great production value, directed by my dear friend Marco Bottieri, and then starring Guy Tang. So awesome song.
Thank you.
So yeah, we are back here with again Guy Tang, pop artist, hairstylist, entertainer, all around great gentleman and person. So welcome back.
Thank you.
So again, so that was cool. So now you got the music video out. It's getting some great response right here. And then what was it like, you know, what do you think was the most positive response that you've gotten for you on this latest music video / song?
I love reading the emails and the DM, and it's mainly like when people talk about how it helps them heal and they're going through, you know, some type of traumatic, lonely experience, and the song is, it helps them get through those hard times. Because usually that's when you are attached to the artist and you love the song. Like every artist that I've been attached to is because their music make me cry or move me, you know. So and you're probably thinking, like, does he only make sad songs? I have, you know, a couple dance tracks and stuff like that on my albums too, but the ballads are the ones that are really the ones that are really close to my heart, you know.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So again, they could check out all your music. Again, we're going to be wrapping up here. So how can they check it all out? One more time.
Guide Tang on all social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, the TikTok, Spotify, Apple, you name it. I'm everywhere.
What is your most, what do you think you're more active on? Or I know you have to probably do it all, but I mean, but what is the one, where's your go-to social?
I think Instagram and second would be Facebook. TikTok's a little bit more difficult because, you know, it's more of a video.
Yeah.
And then definitely YouTube.
Awesome. And then so what do you got cooking? You got the pilot that you just did, correct?
Yes, the pilot for the show, and we'll see what happens. And working on a new album, the best one yet, that's coming, almost finishing up. We finished wrapping up 3 music videos that we filmed during the wintertime yet again. I don't know why, but we always film music videos during the hardest times. But I like to film things in advance so I have them ready to go when we launch the album. And then, of course, I just launched new hair products tomorrow, actually. So,
what are they called?
Midnight Flame and it's this new natural brown series that I'm launching. They're all hair color. So they hit stores tomorrow.
Wow.
So yeah.
That's awesome. So wow, you got a lot going on. Yeah. I mean, so when do you do you just go, okay, tomorrow I'm going to do something about hair, and then tomorrow I'm going to do a music video, tomorrow I'm going to do a music, song, or how do you balance and how do you kind of
I put them on a little rotation. When it's time to talk about hair, I talk about hair. I honor that. But when it comes to music, man, it hits deep in the heart. Music helps me get through everything. So music is always in my mind 24/7. When I'm on the treadmill, when I'm on the elliptical, working out, I'm writing. I'm writing with my phone, and I'm always brainstorming. Anytime I feel something, I write it in my notes, and I remember to sing the melody into my voice memo, so that way I can record it when I go in the studio. But it's about having balance in life. I think that's very important, because a lot of us, we don't know how to balance certain things, and we're tunnel vision, and we'll just do one thing. But it's important to kind of, supplement all of it.
Awesome.
Well,
again, true inspiration. I know you've been inspired as well. We want to inspire those. This show's always about inspiring others. So for those out there that want to do what you do, whether they want to become a pop artist, a hairstylist, or just follow their dreams in general, what inspirational messages can you give to someone out there that wants to do what you do or just follow their dreams in general?
Sometimes you have to run to your fears. The thing that scares you the most is the thing that makes you feel alive, And I learned that, and it's done a lot for me. I mean, look, I'm scared of the water. I'm scared of heights. I'm scared of the roller coasters. But I made so many dreams come true because I faced my fears. So.
All right. Well, again, Guy Tang, great to have you back. Again, hopefully when you do your next album or music video, we'll come back again.
And absolutely.
So again, one more time, how can people check out all your
Guy Tang
stuff?
Everywhere.
Awesome. Well, God bless you, Guy Tang. Thank you again. Check out his music and his music video. It's called Learn to Love, his newest music video, directed by Marco Boltieri. I like to say that name. It's funny because when he was on, I had such a difficult time knowing the name, and then I finally, so every time I get the chance to say his name, I always like, it's Marco Boltieri. So check it out again, Guy Tang, his music videos, Learn to Love, and then also check out his other song,
Reflect,
and then check him out, and then we'll be back hopefully next time. God bless you guys all. I always love and adore you guys. I appreciate all your guys' listenership. Again, send in those nice positive emails. I like to sometimes read them off. I can't do the show without you guys, because you guys keep me going, and I really appreciate it. Best of luck. God bless you, buddy.
Thank
you guys all, and I like to end off my show. Matthew 19:26. In man, things are possible. In God, all things are possible, and we are out. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.